This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Currently looking on Twitter, Jim Wyatt, who's been covering the Titans for a long time, with TennesseeTitans.com now, tweeting out video recently of Derrick Henry back at work, running and cutting, and Derrick Henry looks good. Obviously, the Titans aren't playing this weekend, but just something to think about, right, as we move into the postseason. Titans, of course, the number one seed with home field in the bye in the AFC playoffs. We'll play next weekend, divisional weekend, in the National Football League. Mark Melusa sitting in for Ken Barkley. Ken back on a tremendous Thursday. Coming up tomorrow, Nick Kostos here with you, here on the BetQL Network. Talked a lot about the National Football League in hour number one. Joe Judge fired by the Giants. Line movement for four of the six games on Wild Card Weekend. We will get to the other two, and that is the Chiefs and the Steelers and the Rams and the Cardinals. Coming up in about 40 minutes from now, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, joins us in 20 minutes to go over all six games on Super Wild Card Weekend. Power Hour, final hour with all our bets for tonight. But joining us right now on the show, we're lucky to have him like almost every wonderful Wednesday here on You Better You Bet. He is absolutely the best in the business when it comes to breaking down the NBA, breaking down betting on the NBA, the great Matt Moore from the Action Network. He is on Twitter at HP Basketball. His podcast is Buckets. You can find his work written, actionnetwork.com. You can check out his bets on the Action Network app. Matt, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's Nick Kostos, Mark Melusis. Wonderful Wednesday on the BetQL Network. How are you, my friend? And what's the anxiety level right now for your Chiefs hosting the Steelers on Sunday night?
Pretty high, because this looks like such an absolute steamroll. I know how good teams have been in the wild card when they're a double-digit favorite. But boy, I'm just really nervous. This is going to be an ugly, random game where a bunch of random stuff happens for the Steelers. I'm pretty nervous about it as a Chiefs fan, because it makes so little sense for the Steelers to win.
Yeah, I can understand that, especially with what we saw when the Steelers went into Kansas City during the course of the regular season. That was an absolute bloodletting. You know, Matt, when you look at the NBA on the whole here, you know, any trends here that have been particularly valuable for you the past couple of weeks?
Well, I think, you know, first off, I think probably looking at the Nets and realizing that they're maybe not as good, especially in big game spots. Memphis, on the other hand, has been great in big game spots. And you look at all these, they are an absurd 18-9 versus teams 500 and above straight up. Their underdog record is absolutely incredible. The Nets, on the other hand, I think if they're in any sort of like high profile matchup, they're a team that I've been looking to fade. I just don't think that their defense is where it needs to be, regardless of whether Kyrie is available or not. That's going to be the case tonight as well, even with the line having moved towards Chicago. I do think that in general, the overs have started to tick up, but tonight's an example of, I think there's been some overcorrection. So I'm on some unders tonight, because I do think the market has adjusted a little bit too much in the other direction as far as the totals going up lately.
Matt, I want to talk to you about the Memphis Grizzlies, who seem to be the team du jour right now, and Ja Morant, the player du jour, and like some of the comparisons are just getting out of control. And for some reason, I had some like the hot takey shows on this morning, and like, is Ja Morant's upside Michael Jordan? And I'm like, oh man, can I change the channel fast enough here? But anyway, the Grizzlies do look awesome, and Ja looks awesome. So Memphis takes down Golden State last night, right, on Tuesday night, in a game that looked worthy of being a postseason game, an absolutely unbelievable game. Ja is awesome. Ja right now, is 30-1 to be league MVP, and hilariously also the favorite for most improved player, where he is -160. Taylor Jenkins is the favorite to be coach of the year, or one of the favorites, excuse me, right now at 4-1. The Grizzlies still sitting at 20-1 to win the Western Conference. So overall, Matt, your takes on Ja and postseason awards, the Memphis Grizzlies as a whole, and maybe Taylor Jenkins coach of the year. Like, is there opportunity to be gleaned right now on the red hot Memphis Grizzlies?
I think you're buying at the high point. I just think you're buying at the high point. I think Memphis is legit. I think that they have a lot of 2011 Thunder vibes to me. That team made the Western Conference Finals. You know, they made a first appearance the year before, and then they really burst onto the scene. This team isn't as like Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson. They're not Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, but this team has a lot of the same kind of vibe. Desmond Bane has given them so much. The thing with Ja, you look at this, right? Like that record I mentioned, with teams versus teams over 500, that's not sustainable. Like, that's just not going to hold over the course of a season. We've never seen that before. So they're likely to dip down a little bit. All the metrics kind of indicate that they're good, but not as good as they've been in those spots. So as they continue to play those games, I think they probably drop down a little bit. And then the value, I think, goes on Ja. I do think most improved has great value at a minus number right now. I got that at a plus number third week of the season. That's developing nicely. I still think there's value on that. Probably add to that. Jenkins is interesting. I like Billy Donovan probably a little bit more just based off of how he's made the pieces work there. And a lot of what Memphis has is young talent developing. I think Billy Donovan may be better for coach of the year. And as far as the West goes, I'm going to bet them series by series. I want to see the matchups. I think the Grizzlies are live in a couple of matchups, including, if you notice, they've kind of had Golden State's number. If they face the Warriors, that's going to be a spot where I'm definitely going to want to be looking at the Grizzlies as being live in that matchup, surprisingly.
Matt, have you played anybody in the MVP market?
Yeah, I have a big position from preseason on a number of players. I take a lot of long shots, but my biggest ones are Steph Curry and Giannis, and now I've been adding to KD. That's been the spot that I've really been adding, because if we get to the end of the season and the Nets is a one seed and voters are able to say, look, KD led the league in scoring 40% from the field, or 50% from the field, 40% from three, and he didn't have Kyrie for most of it, and Harden was a shell of himself. That's a pretty strong narrative. It would take the Nets game to the onesie, but I think they're live there. I think Giannis is live now as well. Those are the ones I've had the biggest positions on. I have such a big Steph position from preseason where I got him 9-1 that I'm in a good spot to hedge, and so that's the spot that I'm looking at right now.
And it's funny, right, because the Kevin Durant narrative now is like, is KD playing too many minutes? And KD's like, no, I'm not. So if he keeps this up, I actually think that narrative is going to play into your favor, Matt, with an MVP ticket on Kevin Durant. And Matt obviously sitting pretty with some of those tickets. Steph is the favorite right now at plus 140. Giannis right now is the third favorite, plus 600. Durant sandwiched in between at plus 200. Now, while we're on the subject of Steph Curry, I think we should probably talk about his fellow Splash brother, Klay Thompson, and the team as a whole, because Klay is now back for the Golden State Warriors, and he looks awesome, right? Right? Like, he hasn't had that like ridiculous like mega scoring game yet, but he's just back from injury. He's been out for a really long time. He looks really good to me, even though they do lose to the Memphis Grizzlies on Tuesday night. Golden State plus 450 to win the NBA title right now. Curious what you see in the short term from Golden State with Klay Thompson, how you think like the integration is going to work here as we move forward, obviously towards the postseason. And if you think that Klay Thompson being back could potentially hurt Steph Curry's MVP status here, right? If Thompson starts putting up big numbers, taking them away from Curry, and how that might transpire.
Yeah, it's been fascinating. You know, there's been this kind of trend with injury players coming back like this, where they look good, but then you look at the overall stat sheet, not only the efficiency, but the plus minus, and go, huh, that's weird. And that's kind of been the trend with Klay, where it's like, he looks fantastic, and you look at the stats, and you're like, huh, missed some shots. Not great. They didn't win his minutes. That's odd. But that's, I think, how it's going to go. This, honestly, I've got to say, I think this is a buy-low spot on the Warriors. And that sounds crazy with them having shortened the odds so much. But look at where they are. They're second in the West. Curry is the leader for MVP. But Curry hasn't even shot well this season. He's shooting 38% from three. That's the lowest of his career. He's shooting the worst from the field. That's the lowest of his career, including his rookie seasons. Like, we know Steph is going to start hitting shots. And when he does, they're only going to get better. They're only going to get more high-end, especially with Klay Thompson back and Jordan Poole, who I think has been very good on the bench. I think this is a buy-low spot on the Warriors. I like their matchup with everybody that they would potentially face, including the Bucks and the Nets in the finals. The only real thing to stand in their way is the Suns, and that's the only other team I'm really worried about. I think this is a buy-low spot, honestly, right now on Golden State.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Matt, you mentioned we were talking a little bit about Durant and the MVP race. With, you know, Kyrie, road games, obviously unvaccinated, everything. Do you think, how do you think it looks the rest of the way for Kyrie and his role here in Brooklyn?
It's so kind of surface level. It's like, okay, their offense hasn't been good, but it's been better lately. It'll be really good with Kyrie. They are not a good defensive team that has some good defensive metrics early. They're not going to be a good defensive team. Kyrie doesn't change that. Like, they are who they are. What's interesting, I did talk to a couple bookmakers, and the consensus was that Kyrie's worth about 3 points to the spread. So you now have a situation, they've been bad at home. So you now have the situation where there's no home court advantage and they don't have Kyrie. And in road games, they're going to be favored by significantly more. I think that number is probably a little high. It's not that Kyrie's not amazing. He is. But everything he does is kind of one-on-one base. It's very, he doesn't raise the team up. He doesn't make everybody, he's not a guy that like, oh man, he makes everybody better. He's just like, wow, what a spectacular move by Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving scored 30. They have guys that can do that. So for me, Kyrie doesn't move the needle for me on their title futures. Kyrie doesn't move the needle for me in how I'm capping them outside of like maybe very slightly. It's great. He's going to have huge nights. They're still going to be a really good team because they have all the scoring, but this doesn't address their overall issues as a team, which is why I think the Nets continue to be vastly overrated in the futures market.
You better, you bet. BetQL Network. It is a wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Mark Melusis, in for Ken Barkley, talking the NBA with our good pal Matt Moore from the Action Network on Twitter at HP Basketball. Matt, the short version of this question is, what the hell's going on with your Denver Nuggets? The long version would be Mike Malone calling them out after blowing the lead against the Clippers here. They're 16-1 to win the West. Jokic is still 10-1 to win league MVP. Maybe they are more worried about where they're going to the, what club they're going to, or what they're playing on PlayStation. Mike Malone, maybe a little some boomer comments there. But what do you make right now of the Denver Nuggets, short-term and long-term here? You're obviously very well connected and close to that situation.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously in a really tough spot. I think a lot of what's happened is you have so many guys that are playing up a level in the rotation, not just one spot with a key guy out or two spots, but three to four spots. Facu Campazzo should be the third guard. He's now the backup point guard, and his minutes have been absolutely atrocious. You know, Michael Green is starting when he should be the backup power forward, all these kind of things. They're short on wings, which is why they brought in Davon Reed. They don't have a real backup center. They try to go small, and that's been a disaster. So they bring in DeMarcus Cousins. They're just trying to get through until Jamal Murray comes back. By every account I've heard, there's still an expectation Jamal Murray will be back sometime in February, March at the latest. And they're hoping to kind of get everybody together, not have to play the bench as much, and make a run. But I will say, I think you can't be a buyer on the Nuggets because they've had to burn so much energy just getting through this season with how many injuries they've had. So much of a mental and physical workload on Jokic. I don't think they're going to be able to put the wins together for him to be in serious consideration for MVP. And they may get knocked out in the play-in. I just think the injuries have been too much for them to sustain this year. It's just been a year from hell.
Matt, what's your take on the Knicks? They're home tonight, taking on the Mavericks. No Porzingis. He's still in health and safety protocols for Dallas. The Mavs are a 2-point favorite in the game. You know, Randall's really struggled taking on the fans. We all saw that thumbs down and the apology on Instagram. But you know, kind of take on the matchup tonight and overall take on what you've seen here from New York?
Yeah, I actually have this as with Knicks' favorite tonight. I'm not going to play it because it's too, it's still within a range I'm not comfortable with. The Knicks have just been so up and down, right? Like, RJ Barrett is the bright spot. He's been spectacular, not just the other night with a 30-point performance versus the Spurs, but in general, I think RJ's made a real leap. And they're getting some good contributions from the team as a whole. The defense has been better. They're fifth in defensive rating over the last 2 weeks, which is a great improvement for them. That's where they need to be. But Randall's issues continue to be a struggle. I think the biggest problem is last year was this kind of outlier surprise, really exciting season. And now that you're here, it's like, okay, but where are we going? Especially if Randall's not the guy that we thought he was going to be. And that's why there's been so much discussion of maybe a trade could be in their talks. People around the league do feel the Knicks are going to be active at the deadline, whether that's major or small moves, that they're going to keep trying to adjust and push their roster forward. I think that's the kind of thing. I think they're stuck a little bit in neutral. It seems like one step forward and then maybe 1.25 steps back for them this season. They've been a hard team to figure out week to week.
Matt, we love having you on You Better You Bet. I love having you on Wednesdays on the show. I think it's such a great day to have you because we've got so many NBA games generally on Wednesday nights, and tonight is no different. Now, I know you gave us a thought just now on the Knicks and Mavericks game, maybe not within range yet that you feel comfortable playing it. What are some games that you feel comfortable playing tonight? Because you know that we're going to be running the gamut here with all these games tonight in the power hour on You Better You Bet.
Spurs Rockets total open at 234.5 at one book. It's now 230.5 or lower the last time I checked. I already got it in at 234.5 because I tend to bet early. That's crazy to me. That total seems like a way over exaggeration of what we've seen out of the Spurs. They've given up big numbers to good teams. The Rockets are not a good team. Spurs have the fifth best defense league wide when they're facing teams with a bottom 10 offense, which Houston qualifies as. I think the Rockets are able to hold them down and the under hits in that one. If Darius Garland is available, he's got a back issue. If Darius Garland's available, I love the Cavaliers tonight versus the Jazz. No Rudy Gobert. That Jazz team does not have it without Gobert. They've built too much around him. So those are my absolutely two best.
Yeah, I agree with that. I had the Pistons the other night. I didn't think they were going to win outright, but Pistons plus 11 was a pretty good play the other night against the Utah Jazz. Matt, we appreciate it. We want everyone to check Matt out on Twitter if you aren't already, at HP Basketball. Check out his podcast, Buckets, actionnetwork.com, and the Action Network app for some of the best NBA work as far as it concerns. Betting and honestly just like regular just basketball analysis is absolutely stellar. Matt, good luck with the bets tonight. I'm wishing your Chiefs good luck on Sunday night just to win, but I'm probably going to bet Pittsburgh, so maybe not to cover the spread. But enjoy the game, my friend, and we'll catch up with you down the line, hopefully next week here on the show.
Thanks, fella. Take care.
The great Matt Moore joining us here on You Better, You Bet. How do you feel about the Knicks right now?
How could you be enthralled? I mean, I think they're not a particularly good defensive team. I think the moves they made in the offseason haven't worked. You've seen a regression in Julius Randle. Not having Derrick Rose, after that ankle surgery, I think does hurt. It's great to see Barrett is so remarkably inconsistent. He really is. I mean, it's amazing. One night, like the other night, he looks great. Then the next night, he basically disappears. You don't even realize he's on the court. It's amazing if he could ever kind of throttle it and be able to be that kind of a player. Obviously, you're looking at a guy that potentially could be an all-star in the Eastern Conference, just have not seen it consistently enough. They've been disappointing. I mean, in a word, they've been a massive disappointment.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Knicks and the Mavericks coming up in the Power Hour. But coming up next, we get back to the NFL. Brian Baldinger joins Nick and Moose on You Better, You Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.